Let's switch gears. We're not really switching gears, but we're heading from the pro landscape to the college landscape, and we're joined by the head basketball coach of the Michigan State Spartans, Tom Izzo. Tom, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Tom. We're doing just great. Before we jump on the court, talk to us about some of the work you're doing helping people get organized, for lack of a better word.
I got involved with a company, Gladiator Garage Works, that has been real efficient and effective for me. You know, my garage probably looked like your guys' garage, you know, a mess, and they've done a great job of getting it organized with a lot of different equipment, and it's been a fun process for me and one that I think would benefit everybody.
You know, Coach Izzo, we were talking about John Wooden right before you came on the air and his ability to motivate players. Part of that was his organization, literally from the time they set foot in the locker room until they hit the court. Talk about your approach on how you keep your players disciplined and in line as you prepare for a season.
Well, I think there's no question. Times have changed, too, since John Wooden. But I think a lot of us basketball coaches, maybe coaches in general, use a lot of his principles to getting there. You just got to tweak them a little bit nowadays. Few more distractions, the social media and all the different things that create maybe different issues than he had to go through. But I think at the end of the day, you're still trying to make players better than they think they can be, and motivation is a big key to that.
Well, Coach, before we look to next year's Spartans team and look back at this past season's Spartans team, let's talk about a couple of guys that went to the NBA first-round draft picks, and give us your thoughts on Harris and Adrian Payne and how you think they're going to be as pros and what kind of game they bring to the NBA landscape.
Well, I think they're both going to be great NBA players, and I say that Adrian Payne has been here 4 years. And sometimes that's looked at as a negative, except he's gotten better each and every year, which means his chance of getting better each and every year as a pro. He's 6'9", 6'10". He can shoot the ball from long range. I think he's going to be perfect at Atlanta. I think he landed in the right spot. And Gary Harris, I thought he dropped a little bit, and I think some of that maybe was his injuries that he had his freshman year. But you're getting a kid who is one of the youngest sophomores in the draft. Incredible football player in high school, so I think he has a pedigree that, you know, his mother was an NBA, WNBA player, great student. I just think you're, with both guys, you're getting high-character guys, and I think very high ceilings. I think both guys are going to get better and better. And both guys work on their game, and, you know, that's something that I think has, you know, got to be looked at more by college coaches or pro coaches. Who wants to keep getting better? So many kids, I think we pamper them, you know, in the AU programs, and what happens is they come in thinking they're better than they are and maybe don't work as hard as they should. And getting guys like this that have constantly worked on their game, I think, is a big plus.
Tom Izzo joining us here on the Attack. You now transfer leadership to some guys that are coming back, a couple seniors and a junior. Valentine, Trice, and Dawson. Talk about them a little bit as Sparty moves forward.
I think I have a good nucleus coming back. Denzel Valentine and is the junior, and he might be the best leader of the bunch. Travis Trice is also a very good leader and has been a six-man and started some games throughout his career. And Brandon Dawson's been a starter since he came here. And, you know, I had a knee injury, or he probably wouldn't still be here. But he's going to hopefully have a great senior year and be our next draft pick. So I think I have a good nucleus coming back, but I have a lot more young guys than I've ever had. So the freshmen are going to have to play more. We lost three very good players who started just about their whole careers here. And now it's time for some freshmen and some juniors and seniors to step up, and that's what college sports is all about.
You talk about having more freshmen have to be impact players for you this year than ever before. In a college game where players stick around for a shorter and shorter period of time, and it's more of a freshman-sophomore game than it's ever been, how difficult is it for these freshmen to hit the ground running, and how difficult is it for you in turn as a coach to get this team right for the tournament and have them be a true national title contender with that many freshmen and sophomores playing impact roles?
Well, I guess you'd have to say Coach Cal has made that a way of life, you know, but that's more difficult than thought of. First of all, you got to be getting the elite of the elite players every year. And it's, you know, for 95% of the freshmen, it's a major adjustment going from high school to college. And that's okay. I mean, that's part of the process, you know. It's he who works the hardest that, you know, has his eyes set on improving every day. And if he's doing that and is coachable and is, you know, keeps the distractions away, I think a lot of these freshmen can improve to become impact players of certain degrees throughout their freshman year. So, you know, we do expect it more. I'm not sure that's all healthy and good, but it's the way it is, and we're going to try to live up to our part of it this year.
Well, when you do that, you're forced to play these guys. With them getting that experience, by the time the tournament rolls around, are you a significantly better team in general in March than you were in November because of their maturity? And are these freshmen now no longer freshmen come tournament time?
Well, you know, I look at every group as different. If you looked at Kentucky a year ago, they got beat, didn't even, you know, get in. And then a year later, they're playing in a Final Four, you know. I mean, it's every freshman is different. But I don't think anybody or many coaches want to rely on strictly freshmen. I mean, I don't care if it's as a sports radio guy or if it's a coach, you know, your definitely experience is going to make you better. And so I struggle with that a little bit right now in our profession because of what's happened and everything coming so much quicker. I'm not sure that's healthy in the long run. But it's the way it is right now, and we're all trying to adapt to it.
And you're going to have to put it on the shoulders of one, maybe. How much trust do you have or will you have going forward, do you think, in Lou Rawls-Nairn?
Well, you know, he's a tough enough kid. Tom's one of the toughest, best leaders I've had as a freshman. And, you know, I think he's going to be able to navigate through that. Plus, I think he's got some good guys that are upperclassmen in his position that'll help them get through it. But, you know, we've got three or four freshmen that we think are all going to play some, and yet I still think our team will go how Dawson, Valentine, and Trice go, and with the addition of, you know, some of our key holdover guys like Shilling Costello and Elvin Ellis. So, you know, yeah, we're going to need our freshmen, but unlike, you know, a few programs out there, I think the majority of programs are still relying on their upper class.
Coach, thanks so much for a few minutes. Before we let you get out the door, one more time on organizing your messy garage, because I could use this because I got stuff everywhere in my garage.
Well, I think you should go to the Facebook page and then gladiator.com/GW and take a look at it, because I think send your picture in, and who knows, you might win a free makeover. And I think we all could use it. I know I needed it. It's been working well for me, and I think you'll be a lot more organized. You'll be able to get more and more guests on your show if you get
thanks so much,
up in your garage.
It's true. It's truly been a pleasure, and you're welcome back anytime. Good luck in this upcoming season and beyond.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
Anytime.
Bye-bye now. That was Coach Tom Izzo joining us here on the
Spano. He's got a point there. Maybe that's